This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen for another episodic adventure into the world of your health and well-being, with Ken having studied as a researcher, studying all of the various journals of medicine to bring you his translation and how the news of the week for medicine affects you, plus your questions and comments and that sort of thing. It's all part of Good Day Health. So, COVID. The fact that we were just talking before we started going on the air about the fact that there are really no new COVID stories this week. COVID is back. COVID was vanishing. Go back to last Memorial Day. We're in the week after Memorial Day now. The cases are five times higher now, Ken. If you look at the construct of the last 3 years, Americans sort of greeting the unofficial start of summer with this past weekend, shadowed by the specter of coronavirus, rising COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, more of them, 100,000 infections a day, five times higher than at this point last year. But what's the difference? We don't have COVID in the story list today, so there are no new variants, right? There are just the old things that are coming back. I guess I'm confused because we've been talking about the fact that the current coronavirus, this brand of it, is not that dangerous like getting a cold. So why are there hospitalizations? Are the other forms of COVID still around for people to get?
Boy, let's untangle all that. Well, first of all, COVID-19 is not one illness because the virus has changed. Viruses mutate, and this virus has mutated rapidly. It came out with Alpha, the original strain, back in January to March of 2020. And then we saw the following summer, July of 2021. I remember July 4th last year, we came out with Delta. And then by Thanksgiving, Christmas of the end of last year, Omicron came out. And by January, we had BA1, then to BA2. Now we're on BA3. These are all subvariants of Omicron. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. But this is a quickly evolving virus. And it seems as the virus evolves and we get new variants, yes, they become more contagious, but yes, they become less lethal, which is exactly how the virus evolved the last time we had this pandemic back in 1918. Maybe you remember, Doug. I don't.
But a wise guy. My father, I told you the story about my father's mother dying in that my sister actually and I were going through this, my two sisters, and I were trying to figure out where my grandmother, my father's mother, is buried along with her aunt. My father's aunt and his uncle, all three of them died the same day in late 1917 or early 1918. And my father was 3 years old.
So. Well, it's in the advantage to the virus to actually become more contagious and to become less lethal. Because remember, viruses, unlike bacteria, they need a living host to survive. Once the host dies, they don't survive. So as the virus evolves into these new variants, it becomes less lethal, much more contagious, and then we, the host, become smarter in how to get rid of the virus, and that's how we got rid of the Spanish flu, the last pandemic. Our immune systems got stronger, and that's how we're going to hopefully learn to live with COVID-19. The problem is that although in general it's less lethal because it's so much more common, we still are seeing some people ending up in the hospital, some people unfortunately dying, but just so many more people getting it. It's estimated that 60 to 70% at least of Americans have had some form of COVID, one of the variants. Most of us get it now. We don't even know it. For many of us, it's just a light cold. It's upper respiratory in the sinuses, as opposed to the original strain, which was more pneumonia in the lungs. But let me just give out a shout out to a dear friend, Wayne, who did get COVID diagnosed a couple of weeks ago. Doug, I want to tell you, in the last 2 weeks, you know, I haven't missed a work day since COVID started. I've had more calls of patients of mine having COVID in the last 2 weeks than at any other 2 week period that I can remember.
Wow.
And I'm just getting a lot of calls. Fortunately for many of them, you know, they're just staying home. They're getting over it. But I have one dear friend who is just close to being in the hospital, and we're hoping he does okay. The lesson is that, you know, he called me up. I said, ask your doctor about Paxlovid, and I don't even understand to this day why his doctor didn't give him Paxlovid, but I heard afterwards that he didn't get Paxlovid, and that was so frustrating to me. But we've got this wonderful...
Why wouldn't he get it?
To this day, it's just so upsetting to me, and for me to go into it is just upsetting everybody, so it's not of any value at this point, but we'll figure it out at some point. But the bottom line is he didn't get it. Make sure you talk to your doctors about Paxlovid. You know, if your doctor refuses, go and get a second opinion. And, you know, I thought he was going to go and get another opinion when he heard that. And just get another opinion. This Paxlovid is excellent drug. It will, but it has to be used within 5 days of onset of symptoms. And it's good for all of the variants, and it just stops viral replication, but it has to be given early. And it's oral. So you don't need anything intravenous. And
within 5 days. Didn't you say that? You got to get it within five days. Yeah.
If you can't get that, then make sure within a week you get the specific monoclonal antibody that does need to be infused. But when you deal with these monoclonal antibodies now, you have to make sure it's the one specific for Omicron, not the ones that were developed for the earlier variants, or the monoclonal antibody won't be effective. A little confusing, but you know, it's important. And all of us, if we get into a healthy lifestyle, dramatically lowers our risk of getting severe COVID, the type that puts you in the hospital. Getting down to ideal body weight, watching the blood pressure, the blood sugar, all the things we harp about, a heart healthy life, will lower your risk of getting severe COVID-19.
One of the things that is apparent still is that you are at risk if you are too heavy. If you have diabetes that comes from extreme weight gain and you haven't lost the weight, then perhaps you ought to be thinking a little bit more about what happens when you use America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. More a better choice for keeping it off. That's what I tout, although both scenarios are very possible. And part of using this all-natural way, losing weight, keeping it off, is so important. You know, we all know that many, if not most of us, at one point in time or another, feel like we're too heavy. We feel like we need to lose weight. I remember Ken and I talking about that with him over the years. He decided to go to the gym, so he goes 3-4 times a week, and has reshaped his body. You have probably done the same thing at one point or another in your life. I have. And I know that we're conscious of it. We get little rolls here and there. Sometimes we add 30, 40, 50 pounds. That's very unhealthy. And if you haven't figured out how to, you just look around at the American population. It's gross to see how many people are so overweight and what they're doing to affect or impact their lives and their children's lives as they grow over. I don't mean this to be a lecture, but think about your own health and well-being and how you want to, as a parent, take care of your family, don't you? Or take care of yourself so you can take care of the family. Either or both of those things helped a whole lot by getting on the Calitrin process, the use of Calitrin, the help it can be, not only in losing the weight, but keeping it off, because the formula is very simple, and it goes directly toward helping you rebuild your body. So check it all out. Get some connection with the dedicated staff at Calitrin. The consultants are there to discuss the options that are best for you, your lifestyle. They'll help you and won't cost you anything. So get online today to toploss.com. When you've decided this is the product line for you, all you have to do is check out using the DJV code. or the Good Day code, and you'll get unlimited supplies right now for the Memorial Day special, which continues for another week. You buy as many as you want, and then you get as many as you want, as many as you bought. Let's say you bought 30, you get 30 free units. They last a month at a time. Boy, are you going to be, you're really going to appreciate this, and your body will thank you. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID situation as it relates to monkeypox. Okay, here's the next thing. We're into COVID big time. You probably didn't expect to be talking about monkeypox or to see, you know, what the outbreak is all about. It is on people's minds. I would say, and I've said this on my own daily program, this is not something to worry about. 18 people, I guess, now have it in America, or 180 cases around the world outside of Africa. But when it comes to patterns, Ken, what about these sorts of things? We were talking about the unexpected consequences of COVID. Is this another unexpected thing that people kind of have to be aware of or be looking out for?
Let me just provide some peace of mind. That's what I try to specialize in, Doug, peace of mind. The World Health Organization, you know, let's not get into whether we love them or not.
We don't like them, but okay, go ahead.
But the World Health Organization did make some news this week about monkeypox, and their crystal ball is that it's not going to become a pandemic like COVID-19 is. So let's hope on this one their crystal ball is working well. The other thing about monkeypox is that what's really new here, monkeypox has been around. It's rare, but it's always been there. It's not a new disease like COVID-19. But what has happened, in my humble opinion, is that, yes, another virus has evolved, and we have new variants. And what's new is that you don't have to go to Africa to get monkeypox. You can go to Canada and get monkeypox, and that's what's distinctively new. The news this week is the other recommendation is if you have monkeypox, which it's hard to find, you should just avoid sexual relations.
Contact.
For the time being. Yeah.
All right. There's a word to the wise from Dr. Ken. He's the wise guy here in the most positive sense on Good Day Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, the expert, the evaluator, the person who, in my opinion, is the best, most qualified person to examine your body in the country. I take that seriously. I take his connection to me and our friendship seriously, but I, more than anything else, value his expertise, his student-like approach to issues. How do we solve the problem? What's it all about? He's really a very smart guy. And so if you want to visit him at Lake Cardiology, you certainly can do that. Get yourself tested and approved or not. 352-735-1400, the number to connect with Dr. Ken. Or telemedicine still is something that I think, Ken, you told me you do two or three of those sessions a day still. So 352-735-1400. There's nobody better at evaluating what's going on, especially when it comes to your heart, cardiovascular system. I have no qualms whatsoever. That's the reason he's here and has been for 14, 15, 16 years, because I trust his judgment. I like his manner. It's very helpful. So with that, we move into some of the other issues this week, like the best option women have who want to delay childbirth. I was thinking about this. Cameron Diaz, the actress, has been all over the place this week talking about her living to be 110. She just has a two-year-old child. She's 48, so she wants to be able to live long and healthy life to enjoy her child or other children she may have. So if she has put it off, do you suppose she froze her eggs? Or what do you do? What's the advice that you've come up with here? Researchers have come up with for people who want to delay childbirth.
Doug, this may give some guidance to so many women who are dealing with this problem, because not all women are able to have their children when they're teenagers, 20s or 30s, and for many reasons want to or need to put off childbirth after 40. And it's been unclear up to this point. What's the best way to succeed? Do you use your eggs when you're 40, or do you freeze them? When do you do it? So there's a report this week in the medical journal Fertility and Sterility that really may help give some guidance to so many women. So what they discovered in this study was that 70% of women, Doug, who had eggs frozen when they were younger than 38 and thawed at least 20 of those eggs, later had a baby. And that's a pretty good success rate. This was done at NYU. NYU was one of the earliest medical schools that actually started this technology. Egg freezing and then thawing at a later date provides a higher pregnancy success rate than using fresh embryos with assisted reproductive technology. But before you get too excited about this, you may need to take out a loan. How much do you think this costs?
I know, because I helped my daughter do it. $17,000 a throw.
Well, that's pretty close. Yes, I guess things are higher in Los Angeles. The average cost of this is approximately $15,000 to go through the process, and then about $1,000 a year to store the frozen eggs.
That's pretty close, right? It's always a little expensive, as you suggested, in California. But yeah,
right. And then it costs more again when creating the embryos when using the frozen eggs.
Yeah. This is an amazing thing, though. But as women want to wait longer and couples want to wait longer to have their children, they ought to be able to do that. And this looks like the helpful circumstances. So thanks for that update.
And some insurers are even beginning to cover this.
That's even better. Right, exactly. In a few moments, we're going to come back with a discussion about how to perhaps eliminate dementia or the risk of dementia. We'll talk as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Drop what you're doing right now. The deals at Kohl's are too hot to last. I got my husband a few polos for just $9.99. Found myself a swimsuit for less than $18. And got sandals for my entire family for under $20. You seriously don't want to miss this. So run to your nearest Kohl's, because with more style and more savings, this might just be the best summer yet.
Select styles. Offers end June 5th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ford Motor Company is adding thousands of union jobs in 3 states, including Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. As part of its plans to accelerate production of electric vehicles, the company will be investing $3.7 billion to the manufacturing locations from now through 2026. The 18-year-old boy charged with the racist mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, pled not guilty to hate-motivated domestic terrorism as well as other charges. The accused shooter, Peyton Gendron, appeared in court on Thursday for an arraignment hearing. The judge ordered the boy to be held without bond.
He was arraigned on 25 counts of violation of New York State penal law. The highest charge is domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate in the first degree.
Erie, New York District Attorney John Flynn. Peyton is due back in court July 7th. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The federal government is getting in the way of progress. The Federal Aviation Administration this week again delayed completing a final environmental assessment of the proposed SpaceX Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy rocket program in Boca Chica, Texas until June 13th. This is the latest of a series of delays by the feds. Elon Musk said his entire Starship program may move to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, where all environmental impact issues have been cleared for liftoffs. It's official. There are no longer any Howard Johnson eateries left in the United States. America's final Howard Johnson's restaurant, a 7,500-square-foot diner off Lake George, New York's Route 9 for almost 70 years, has closed its doors, ending an era that was once the nation's largest restaurant chain. Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is fighting the mostly partisan January 6 Select Committee in court and told Newsmax overnight that he risked going to jail for a year to protect the Constitution's separation of powers.
It's the seven members of the Democrats who were on that kangaroo committee set up by Pelosi. And by the way, the only two Republicans were put there not by Kevin McCarthy, as the law requires, but rather by Pelosi. And guess what? They're the rhinos, Cheney and Kinzinger, both with axes to grind with President Trump.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Another half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen, always enjoying Ken and our conversations, candid and quick and meaningful. Okay, so here's a bit of information. For those of you who think walking is good to keep you from losing your mental faculties, perhaps there's a qualification there, Ken, huh?
Walking is great for helping to keep your mental facilities. But if you start noticing that your walking partner is not walking as fast as they usually do, and they're beginning to maybe not think as clearly or remember as clearly as they used to, you have to start thinking about they may be developing dementia and should definitely be checked out by a neurologist. JAMA Network Open this week, important medical journal. We learned that slower walking speed is linked with a higher risk of dementia. So the ability to continue at the effort that you normally do could indicate maybe there's a heart issue, but it also may indicate there's a brain issue.
Really? So which comes first, though, walking slowly leads to dementia or any, you know, a light exercise, or the signs of dementia would lead you to walk more slowly?
Well, this study was not powered to answer that question, but my hunch is it's a whole body effect, and there are changes going on that are affecting it all. The brain, remember, is in Not only is it involved in memory and thought, it's involved in so-called motor activity, movement. So I think it's an overall brain effect.
All right. So there it is. There's clarification of that. Next up, a focus on omega-3 fatty acids. You ask me, I think we figured this out, and you didn't. Well, I think when we talked about my March exam with you and the CAT scan, which once again showed no plaque anywhere in my thoracic cavity, and you are amazed that somebody my age has none, I said, how about the fact that I take as much fish oil as I do? I know that it affects my joints. I think it affects a lot of things. It affects how much gas I have. I'll tell you that. but you know,
price of gas. That's
yeah.
A good
well,
point,
that's
right?
It. Yeah, price of gas is going up. What about the impact of omega there? And by the way, we clarified this over the years. We've talked. There have often been people selling omega. They'll say omega fatty acids, the 3, 6, 9. But basically, I think we've ruled out 6 and 9 pretty much, and we limit our recommendation to omega 3s. Right?
Exactly. Doug, there's one other thing that I was happily amazed again this year is how inappropriately low normal for your age, and I say that with utter respect.
Thank you.
Your blood pressure is. And 80% of Americans, before they get off planet Earth, will have high blood pressure. And your blood pressure just is so sticky, it doesn't go up with age.
No,
and that is noticeably remarkable. And I think that that is highlighted in the report this week from the Journal of the American Heart Association that shows that about 3 grams per day of omega-3 fatty acids do appear to be the optimal dose to help you lower your blood pressure. And I know you get that amount. So omega-3 fatty acids, they're found in salmon, tuna, sardines, trout, herring, and oysters, among other varieties of fish, as well as supplements. And to get 3 grams of omega-3 fatty acids, it would take about 4 to 5 ounces of Atlantic salmon to get it naturally. You can get it in all these other fish, or by supplements. I personally like getting it from fish. I'm a sardine lover, a tuna lover, a salmon lover. So, you know, I like them all.
Yeah, come on. Do you eat sardines? Come on. I don't. You and I have enjoyed many meals together. Do you eat sardines raw out of the can? Are you one of those guys?
I do it privately because I know that no one likes to be in the kitchen when I do
that.
It's
gross.
On olive oil with whole wheat bread on almond head.
That's good. Yeah. So I will tell you, as you're recounting that, at the moment my life is hugely stressful for 3 or 4 different reasons, most of them business. As a matter of fact, all of them can relate back to business. Huge stress. And so you have this watch thing that I need to connect with your person. I still haven't connected on the app. But you, I think, explained once a month or so ago about how this watch, this basically an Apple, what do they call a watch, a wrist, what do they call those watches? The Fitbit. So I can check my blood pressure with my heartbeat, all those things, oxygen level, and they all remain very consistent, which I guess it, for people who worry about those things, if you worry about being worried, then that makes it worse. So if you have something like this that keeps you in check, knowing that, okay, there's some things that are staying constant, it's good for your head, right, as well as your body.
Well, for the whole body. What you're talking about is Medicare did a study a few years ago showing that when we monitor your vital signs continuously outside of the office and minimize your risk factors and monitor these vital signs, we can dramatically lower the risk of you being hospitalized, lower the risk of you going to the emergency room. Right. And Medicare and the insurers spent a ton of money. So they did a good thing for us preventive cardiologists. They put in our black bag this new service called RPM, Remote Patient Management. You're talking about this watch that we can provide you, and it will actually Bluetooth to your cell phone. You just tap it, your blood pressure, your pulse, your oxygenation, your steps, your sleep, your mental state, all come up immediately. They go to your mobile phone. They go directly to my cell phone, and I can see in real time exactly what's going on with all of your vital signs. And this is a nice way to monitor these things. And it does. It looks at heart rate variability. It looks at heart rate acceleration. And it actually tells you how your mental stress level is. Mental stress is an important risk factor for heart disease. So this device, it looks like an Apple Watch, and it allows us to keep track of all these things. And the insurers want to pay for it because they're saving money keeping you out of the hospital and keeping you out of the emergency room.
They don't give a damn about you. They care about how much money they don't have to pay out taking care of you.
Well, it's good for everybody. It's called remote patient management, RPM.
Right. Okay. All right. Something, by the way, Ken telling you that story may be a good reference point for you when you go see your doctor. I certainly advise everybody I know to have a physical at least once a year. I have them a couple times a year just to know what's going on. I think the person who doesn't, who says, I don't want to know, I know I sound like George Carlin when I say that, but I'm serious. If you don't want to know, you got to be nuts. Why wouldn't you want, if we're talking about longevity, we're just having the conversation about Cameron Diaz and others who want to live. If you're healthy, why not? I want to live to be 110, too, if I'm healthy. Why not? But under the circumstances, if you don't know what's going on in your body, ay, ay, ay. And so this helps you to know what's going on in your body. I think that's why I feel blessed, and I find it's a good use of my energy and time. Not easy at the beginning to make it all fit together, but it is worth the time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. One of the more recent podcasts, we have these podcasts of Ken's discussions every week, sort of in a synaptic, synonymous way. What am I looking for? Oh, synopsis. That's the word I'm looking for. And the most recent podcast begins with news about a new COVID variant. But as Ken has said, it's less lethal. Don't worry about it. I like to start kind of each one of our programs these days with a way to have people less concerned. Also, the booster for children has been approved for those who are 6 to 11. I know, Ken, one of the things that pediatricians told my son and his wife is that his 6-month-old baby will be able to get a shot. It's not, there's not much in it, but I guess for the age of the baby, it's one of those things that probably would be more beneficial than not. I think it's a dicey issue for sure, because you don't really know what you're introducing into your child's body. But
I think you can't give out single one-size-fits-all at that age group. You have to make this decision on an individual basis.
All right. Also, the most recent podcast has a focus on relief for sufferers of arthritis in your finger joints, injecting body fat. Listen to how that takes place with Dr. Ken. Conversation that's meaningful and helpful. Medical podcast available free at Doug Steffen's Good Day or GoodDayHealth.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, N72, in-store only.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. It's the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Liver. Your liver. I'm not talking about the liver. Ooh, I used to eat liver all the time as a kid. It's like eating sardines when you're talking about with you. The liver. Good news about how your liver takes care of you, right?
Imagine, Doug, and this is a report out of the medical journal Cell Systems this week. Imagine in all of us, no matter what our age is, not one of us has a liver that's more than 3 years old.
Yep. Well, isn't that consistent with the information about our cellular structure? All of our cells in our body completely replace themselves. I think the bones are the slowest, right?
Wait one second, Dr. Doug. You must have missed that lecture.
Excuse me.
There are definitely parts of the body that they can't fully reproduce. We'd have a new heart. We'd have a new brain.
Yeah.
And the liver is the other end of the spectrum. Yes, then maybe they can repair themselves. Maybe they can do a little bit of repair. But the liver amazingly can fully regenerate. And if we had that ability in other organs, imagine what the potential would be. The heart's not working. Let's just make a new one today, naturally.
They've been working on those artificial hearts for years. Remember the guy in South Africa, the doctor, Christian Barnard?
But this is not artificial. This is the body reproducing itself, making a new part when the old one's not working. And the liver is the best example that it reproduces itself every 3 years. And hopefully by studying this, one day we can teach other cells and other organs this amazing ability. And just think about what could happen. Doug, we could give you a new brain, a new heart, blah, blah, blah.
There we go. Well, does that mean, though, in the sense that can you not get liver cancer, or is it very unlikely because the cells are continually cleaning themselves up? Is that something that I don't want to jump to a conclusion here, but is that a question that has a good answer?
There's a loose linkage there because liver cancer still is a big deal. Primary cancers and other organs like to travel to the liver because the liver does a lot of things. It's a big filter of the blood. So the blood goes through the liver, and unfortunately, often the cancer cells get trapped in the liver and grow outside the original site in the liver. So the relationship to cancer and the liver's ability to renew itself, there's a relationship. But
All right. So then quickly, there's a story of this four-year-old in Ohio who is one of hundreds of children around the country who have developed unexplained liver problems. And hepatitis, people are puzzled because you don't usually get hepatitis when you're that age. That's a complicated question. Quick answer?
Well, there's some new bug going on. We think it's a virus, and it's not well understood. This hepatitis, fortunately, it's not too common, but it's out there, and we need more discovery.
I got it. Okay, so there it is. Up next here on Good Day Health are questions for Dr. Ken. A couple of really good ones this week for Ken, including one about drinking coffee. So if you're a coffee drinker, you'll want to stay tuned to the answers Ken gives to questions for Dr. Ken.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Three past the hour now. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos, here with Doug Steffen. The back and forth, I heard another, I was listening to a, actually it was a music program that this jockey was talking about coffee and a study on coffee that was good, basically suggesting that drinking coffee lowers your risk of dying. And then after he went through the results of the survey, his quip was, well, that's the study for today, but tomorrow or the next day there'll be another study telling you how bad coffee is for you. So, with that as a backdrop, Ken, does drinking coffee lower your risk of death?
Well, yes, according to a good study in a very legitimate journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine, a mainstream medical journal. And this is a big study. What they basically showed was the sweet spot was about 2.5 to 3.5 cups a day, significantly lowered the risk of death. And the good news is, even with a little bit is the key word, of sweetener in it, the effect was maintained. But people who enjoy their coffee, doctors like coffee, and maybe that's why this was done, but it seems to have some benefit. So enjoy your coffee if it causes you palpitations or insomnia. You're taking too much or should maybe stay away from it. But if you tolerate it well and you're staying under 400 milligrams of caffeine each day, enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, there's that. There's guys like me, chocolate, coffee, about the same thing. I like chocolate and I don't like dark chocolate. So whether that would add sooner or later to palpitations, it's part of the same family anyway, and something to think about for sure. Here's a question about people with type 2 diabetes and whether it affects your cognition. That is, can you say cognition has to do with smarts? What's the, I suppose, definition of cognition or cognitive reasoning is important.
Cognition is the ability to think and remember.
Okay.
And type 2 diabetes is the kind of diabetes you get as an adult, not as a child, usually in people who are obese. And just another important reason to get to ideal body weight, to make sure the blood sugar, the hemoglobin A1C is normal, because it seems like type 2 diabetics just score lower on these thinking and memory tests. This is out of eLife last month.
All right, so then that begs the question, chicken and egg, which comes first with some people, diabetes and then the weight gain, or weight gain first and then diabetes? Because I've seen people that weren't heavy, that had diabetes, and then they got heavy.
Adult type 2, adult onset diabetes, almost always it's the obesity, you then become insensitive to insulin, you make too much of it, and then the blood sugar goes up. Type 1, you don't have enough insulin. This is more common in youngsters, so-called juvenile diabetes, and people are not obese. And these are the way it is usually. It's not always this way.
So there's another study, the question about losing weight and what that does to men in terms of making sperm. If you're really heavy, you can't make sperm, right? You're shooting blanks?
Exactly. Human Reproduction Medical Journal lately showing that men who are having fertility issues and are obese, losing weight may help it. I think it all has to do with testosterone levels. It's amazing, men, you're concerned about your testosterone level. Think about your heart health. Everything you can do to live a heart, healthy life will raise your testosterone level naturally.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go back to cognition for a moment here, because there's a question about children who are breastfed. That's been a big deal because of the lack of formula around, baby formula, but then there are women who can't breastfeed. Some women have gone back to breastfeeding. So what happens to children who are breastfed, generally speaking?
Not to put more pressure on mom, they have enough, but out of PLOS-1 this week, we learned that breastfed children actually score higher on these tests of memory and thinking. So if you can breastfeed, please give the kids the benefit.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are all those things that are important. I have cows on my farm, as you know, and when the calves are born,
they have great
very
cognition,
important.
Your cows.
Yes, they're very smart cows. That's because we put them, for the first sometimes 4, 5, 6 months of their lives, they're nursing off their mothers or a nurse cow. And it makes them much healthier all the way around. So something to be learned.
And hanging around you all day.
Right, that's right. That makes them very inquisitive, to be sure. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steppen on Good Day Health.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.